Good morning, listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Tom Lape, the president of Mohawk's Residential Business. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Good to be with you.
I guess you've been watching a little television lately because Duke is still in the basketball tournament, aren't they?
It's always nice when Duke's still running in the March tournament, and I think they got a good run this year, so fingers crossed.
Yeah. Game's on Friday against Syracuse, is that right? Next one?
Yes. Looking forward to it.
Okay. All right. Well, I thought I'd catch up with you. I understand a little bit of change in your responsibilities, probably not a big change, but you're over both hard and soft businesses residentially, right?
That's correct. It's really not too dissimilar from the way we had operated previously in that we've pulled together our hard and soft groups in the field, and we think it really lines up better for the customer base, and we think it really helps with our launch and decision process. We believe that's the right way to align up on the field for the market because we've been very channel-focused for things like our builder multifamily channel and our retail channel, and now the fact that we have all of these product lines unified within each of those channels, we think it's a much better way of presenting ourselves to the customer.
So I've talked to Karen Mendelson at Surfaces. That was the last interview I did with Mohawk. You're approaching $10 billion. You might represent, according to some analysts that I read, 26% of the business, so a major player in the business. Tell us, I know you've got four product heroes, one of which has been intimate to you is Arrow. Tell us what's going on with Arrow.
We've been very pleased with. Arrow represents an entirely new generation of what we call soft floor covering. And as you and I have talked so many times, we've been making carpet largely the same way for the past 50, 60 years.
Right.
And it represents a new approach to soft floor covering with a simple to install system, a very user-friendly product, a clearly environmentally superior product because it's 100% both recycled and recyclable. We think over time that essentially simplicity of product wins. So far, the customers that have got on board, it's a change like anything else, but those that got on board with the product really seem to like the product. And we expanded our launches this year, and we're seeing nice success. So we look forward to Arrow being a big part of our business.
Yeah, actually, you know, it's all polyester. There's no contaminant in there. There's no latex. After life use, you just grind it up, and you've got a pure stock for another product, right?
That's correct. We think that was a very important aspect of it. Now, to be fair, you know, at the consumer level, we try and make sure this is not a product just for people with an environmental viewpoint.
Right,
It's really for all families and households. And the nice thing we say about it is that the environmental benefits ride free. Once again, you know, no tax strips, lifetime lay flat guarantee, so all the wrinkling and buckling that you've seen before, and essentially a simple free lay installation system. If they ever have to clean underneath the carpet, they can just pull it up and lay it right back down. All things that you can't do with any other tack and installation.
Mm-hmm. What were the other three product heroes?
Well, our RevWood product. RevWood has been our new laminate technology.
Yeah.
It essentially is a waterproof laminate technology that we think has actually just transformed that business. And I think one of the big stories is what's happening in laminate is that product is, I think as you've seen the vinyl business become more popular with the LVT and the rigid LVTs, what's happened is that the laminate products have really upped their game, as we have with our products in 12-mil laminates with waterproof capabilities. And we think they're now hitting with a much more realistic look for consumers buying a lot of the LVT and rigid LVT type product solutions. So we're really thrilled with what RevWood has done. We also have come out with our SolidTech expansions in our rigid vinyl, and our rigid vinyl business continues to grow as that business grows. We've expanded out both by size of the product and by many of the different looks and finishes on the product.
You know, SolidTech, we all get these three-letter acronyms, and we know there's SPC and WPC. Your SolidTech, that's an SPC construction. Is that right?
I probably am hesitant there because I think everybody is going through so many different new derivative definitions today.
Yeah.
I think what we've essentially said is how does it differentiate from a flexible LVT? And it clearly is in the solid category.
Yeah.
I think the only difference is that I like to look at products less on the acronym, more on the solution. And what we tried to do is build a product that is essentially a fiberglass infused product that offers you all of the assurances of literally no possibility of warpage or damage to the product from heat, which has been a recurring theme with some of the vinyls. And our SolidTech technology, we think, really positions us well as a premium performance product, still in that rigid density profile that people seem to like.
Now, the fourth one, that's a SmartStrand product, isn't it?
Well, SmartStrand's been our successful franchise now. This is in our 12th year. And Silk Reserve, we expanded out tremendously with Silk Reserve with expansion on our pattern offerings in this franchise. And it's interesting, Kemp, if you really look at the LCL and MLCL market, that's really where the growth is today. Mm-hmm. We continue to see more and more consumers looking for pattern. And what's interesting now is that the soft fiber technology, it was really more in the textured categories. And now what we're seeing is the next generation soft fibers really are hitting in these pattern and LCL categories. We've found ways to make through the denier sizes as well as protecting the softness an LCL that truly feels different in the hands of consumers and also has a great texture and look to the product on pattern definition and precision.
The great thing about this multi-level cut is that you can have really soft fiber, and then that occasional loop helps hold it up so you can't see tracks when you turn around and look where you've walked, right?
That's correct. You know, we make a both slightly mid-luster and a de-luster version. But you're correct. These LCLs are, you know, very strong performing products. We build them in good, stable, balanced constructions, and they're used in all aspects of the home today. I think what's happened is, you know, we've seen this trend with consumers on pattern. It's one that our retail partners really need to see them focusing more on making sure the RSAs are comfortable selling pattern. You know, it's interesting. The biggest common denominator we see amongst retailers and pattern, it all goes back to the confidence of the RSA. One of the messages we take out to our retailers is making sure that we're helping the retailers train their own salespeople to drive that confidence of providing a product pattern solution to consumers when they're looking for product. There's two benefits to that. Number one, it does make the product a little bit harder to cross-shop for the consumer, so they're more inclined to stay with that original retailer, and let's face it, that helps the retailer hold margin. At the same time, it really gives a level of delight to the consumer. The patterns, they take much more confidence in the end of the project when they see the impact a pattern has in their homes. And I think part of that is, let's face it, with all the design shows that are out there today, I think anything that drives more consumer confidence to take a little bit more of a risk rather than a solid color texture, that's all net good for us as the industry to put better fashion products in the home.
Let me ask you one last question before we run out of time. We're starting on our annual report, our May issue. We're looking at these numbers. Looked like most everything on these different surface categories was either flat to slightly down, with two exceptions. We had a tremendous growth, I think, with LVT and the sisters, whether they be WPC or SPC. And then we also had a little growth, I think, in ceramic. Then the other ones, you know, based on the impact of those two products, were flat to maybe slightly down. So you look for 18. What do you think? You think we're going to have more of the same, or what's your call?
Well, I think you have to look at the LVT push. I think you've seen a lot of that from the fact it came from a small base.
Right.
So you're seeing some pretty sizable growth in that product. But
yeah,
it's not necessarily a story just about individual categories. We keep on saying we use the term blurring of the lines. Mm-hmm. Let's face it, we see these product categories somehow crossing back and forth over one another. For example, if we look several years ago, vinyl essentially was the product that everybody was looking down upon.
Right.
And it essentially got you know, a shot of some product innovation. And the next thing you know is, you know, vinyl's the growth product.
Right.
I think you see that whether you're talking about, you know, glass back versus felt back sheet. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, our laminate business, we have a term we say around here is that, guys, laminate is back. We feel very good about our laminate business today, and to the point where we look at that product in the high styled, I think there is no doubt that if we look at the consumer preference, there's no doubt that, you know, a lot of consumers and retailers, with some of the challenges and inherent problems that you have on the wood side, I think that's led to some of the growth on the vinyl and the LVT and rigid vinyl side. And I think that's going to create natural opportunities. We saw that both on the laminate. I think we've seen that on some of the wood looks and the porcelain ceramic tiles. So I think this is such a moving target. I don't want to look at one category.
Yeah.
That is definitely going to win. We should see each of them fighting and vying for it through largely product innovation and continued effort there.
Tom, it was good to catch up with you, and thanks for a read from your perspective, and congratulations on your increased responsibilities. Again, I've been talking to Tom Lape, the president of Mohawk's residential business, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and Floridelli.net.